From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. With the debate over the controversial ski link proposal and proposed wilderness protections in the background, Mayor Ralph Becker took his push to protect the Wasatch Canyons to Washington this week, meeting with officials from a White House counsel and Utah's congressional delegation. I spoke with Becker about his meetings and what he hopes comes out of the process.
As many of your listeners are probably aware of, there have been a whole series of different kinds of proposals in the Wasatch Canyons in recent years that are putting enormous pressure on our watersheds and I think cause a lot of concern from different perspectives of folks. And as I was looking at this series of proposals and as others were doing similar reviews, we thought, why don't we try to get in one process, federal and local process, locally driven but federal and state kind of process, why don't we look at whether or not we can come together and look at this range of issues to make sure that we don't piecemeal in a piecemeal way and piece by piece really destroy those incredible qualities we have in the Wasatch Mountains. From my perspective as Salt Lake City mayor, first and foremost, protection of our watershed, but also this incredible recreational resource we have up there, and try to get everybody together around the table and recognizing the federal government is inevitably very involved with the U.S. Forest Service lands and possible transportation issues there. We wanted to look at a way we could have a more efficient federal process, comply with all of the environmental review processes, but do it in a way that we look at everything at once, that we not duplicate ourselves and string out some federal reviews for many, many years. So this week, after really a series of meetings and discussions and visits, we met in Washington with the agency that has overall responsibility for environmental reviews. It's called the Council on Environmental Quality. Mm-hmm. And talked to them about if they could help us oversee and really refine and help pull together this process for the federal agencies. And we got a very encouraging response. We're going to be following through and trying to work out the details of how that can work with them. And obviously, we're looking at this mostly from a local perspective and want us to be able to control our decisions locally. So we'll be following up on a lot of discussions with some of the local cities and counties and with those in the private interest and make sure our public's fully engaged. We really don't want to see the federal government making decisions that overrun us as is proposed with the ski link legislation. We want to make sure our public's involved and that we do thoughtful analysis of what the effects are doing different things up there. So that's what's driven this. That's what's gotten us to this point. We still have a lot to do, but I think we're very encouraged by the kinds of responses we're getting from everybody we've talked to.
So you mentioned meeting with the council. Did you also meet with Utah's delegation? And is the goal here some type of legislation, or is it something different?
I did meet with each of the delegation members and reviewed this. It's been discussed briefly before and really was discussed among a whole variety of other things on this visit as well. But we're really being careful not to dictate at the front end what the solutions may be at the back end of going through this kind of an effort. But it's certainly very possible. And we have two congressional proposals right now. We've got a proposal to link the Canyon Ski Resort and Solitude Ski Resort with a ski lift.
Right.
We have a proposal for wilderness and watershed protection before Congress. So I think we would expect that one way or another, there's likely to be some congressional action that comes out of this. And we certainly want our congressional members involved to both follow and participate in what we're doing and at the local level.
Is this idea then something that would overrule those two pieces of legislation, something that would seek to either make them unnecessary or do away with them?
Well, that remains to be seen. Obviously, Congress and our congressional delegation through Congress can pursue legislation, and we don't presume to interfere with that. We do think there may be a better approach for an alternative to the ski link legislation where Congress would dictate without any local consultation would dictate the sale of Forest Service lands for a particular development and a particular developer. We don't think that's the way to make decisions for us locally. And so certainly if we pursue this process, we would expect that consideration could be folded into what we review locally. And if that ends up being an outcome of the process, then if there's federal legislation needed, then certainly we'd want to have that on the table.